Welcome back to Unzip, the podcast where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research papers. I'm your host, Skylar, and today's episode is brought to you by Limitless AI. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from 3 days reconstruction to LLM safety, long document reasoning, evidence highlighting, and token efficiency in AI agents. Let's dive right in. First up, we have Diffiner from Sheehan Sue and colleagues tackling a really thorny problem in medical imaging. When you're trying to reconstruct 3 days CT scans from limited viewpoints, traditional neural representations like neural fields and 3 days Gaussians tend to produce these nasty artifacts. Think of it like trying to build a complete picture of a sculpture when you can only see it from a few angles. The team's solution is pretty elegant. They introduced DivNR, which uses diffusion models to enhance the reconstruction process. The key innovation here is something called Slice Fixer, which is essentially a single-step diffusion model that corrects artifacts in degraded slices. What's clever is how they integrate specialized conditioning layers and develop custom data curation techniques. The results show significant improvements in reconstruction quality, which could be huge for medical applications where you want to minimize radiation exposure while maintaining diagnostic quality. For practitioners working on medical imaging or 3 days reconstruction, this demonstrates how diffusion priors can be effectively integrated into neural representation learning. Next, let's talk about LLM safety with Siren from Difen Zhao and the team. Current guard models that detect harmful content are missing a big opportunity. They only look at the final layer representations of language models, ignoring all the rich safety-relevant information buried in the internal layers. It's like judging a book only by its conclusion and ignoring all the reasoning that led there. Siren takes a different approach by identifying what they call safety neurons through linear probing across all layers, then combining them using an adaptive layer-weighted strategy. This creates a much more comprehensive harmfulness detector. The beauty of this approach is that it's lightweight, but leverages the full depth of the model's internal knowledge about safety. For anyone building safety systems or working with LLM deployments, this suggests you might be leaving performance on the table by not tapping into those intermediate representations. It's a reminder that the internal states of these models contain much richer information than we typically exploit. The third paper addresses something every practitioner working with long documents knows well. Context windows are never big enough. Harshit Joshi and colleagues tackle the challenge of question answering over large document collections where you need to synthesize evidence across multiple documents. The typical workaround is chunking documents and then trying to aggregate answers from chunk-level outputs, but this creates what they call an aggregation bottleneck. As the number of chunks grows, you still need to combine and reason over an increasingly large body of extracted information. Their solution introduces structured reasoning techniques that can scale beyond fixed context windows. What's particularly interesting is how they address the fundamental challenge that real-world document analysis requires, synthesizing evidence from different parts of multiple documents simultaneously for anyone building document AI systems or working with retrieval augmented generation. This work provides practical insights into scaling beyond the limitations of current context windows while maintaining reasoning quality. Highlight from Xiaowang Li's team tackles another common problem. LLMs are great at reasoning, but they often miss crucial evidence when it's buried in long, noisy contexts. Instead of compressing or rewriting the input, which can discard or distort important information, Highlight trains a lightweight emphasis actor to insert minimal highlight tags around pivotal spans in the original, unaltered context. Think of it like having an intelligent highlighter that marks the most important parts before you hand the document to someone else to analyze. The frozen solver, LM, then performs downstream reasoning on this highlighted text. This decoupling of evidence selection from reasoning is really smart because it preserves the original context while guiding attention to what matters most. For practitioners, this suggests a promising approach for improving performance on tasks where relevant information is scattered throughout long inputs without the computational overhead of reprocessing or summarizing the entire context. Finally, we have a fascinating analysis from Long Yubai and colleagues on something that's becoming increasingly important as AI agents see wider adoption: token consumption patterns. As these agents get deployed on complex tasks, three critical questions emerge. Where do agents actually spend their tokens? Which models are more token efficient? And can agents predict their usage before execution? The team presents the first systematic study of token consumption in agentic coding tasks, analyzing trajectories across different models and task complexities. What they found has real implications for cost management and resource planning. For anyone deploying AI agents in production, this research provides crucial insights into the economics of agent-based systems. Understanding token consumption patterns isn't just about cost optimization. It's about designing more efficient agent architectures and making informed decisions about which models to use for specific tasks. This kind of analysis is going to become increasingly important as organizations scale their AI agent deployments. That wraps up today's episode of Unzip. Thanks again to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this podcast possible. You can find links to all the papers we discussed today in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this breakdown of the latest research, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, keep learning and keep building.